And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this rainy morning. And we now have on the line with us this morning, we have Becky from the Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning, and I'm doing fine. I'm just like everyone else. I'm kind of a sunshine type of girl, so I'm ready for the sunshine.
Ready for the rain to go away now.
Yeah.
It's been hanging around all day. It looks like it may be coming to an end pretty soon, but I'll tell you what, obviously it's still a week away, but we're talking about 70 the same time next week. So,
so that is what we call perfect dog walking.
Yes, get those doggos out there because they're probably tired of being pent up. They probably want to get out too. So,
So
before we get started, hearing about all the great boys and girls out there, obviously you guys can always use donations, correct?
Sure. We sure can. And even though we were fortunate to hook up with that Kansas City Rescue Group that Brad has made these wonderful connections with, and I know he told you last week that we had like 12 dogs that were able to be transported out and placed in homes, we've also had 3 adoptions this week. So even though it sounds like, okay, we've had a lot of move out, we always have those that want to move in. So we're, you know, I think I was out there yesterday. We have 3 large kennels that are empty, and we're full again. And so there's always a pet out there for someone. If they just decide it's their time in life to have a pet and they want to come out and look, we always have them. But with that being said, we also always in constant need of food because we do have the dogs. We have puppies, puppy chow, kitten chow. Are the 2 things that we run out of, and it's because, well, number one, we have so many kittens at this particular time, but it's not something people think about. You know, they're really good about running out and picking up a bag of dog food and bringing it out to us, and we certainly appreciate it. But we do try, if available, to feed our little puppies and our kittens that special food. We're just trying to make them healthy and get a good start because we really try to, in our adoptions, make sure that the animal's as healthy as we can make it. So food is always something we can use. They go through a lot of kitty litter, and it's because we change them at least twice a day, if not more. I mean, if we walk in and they're soiled, they get changed because it just makes the place look clean, and it's a better presentation for people coming in to do an adoption. So kitty litter we go through a lot.
Makes it smell better, too, when you get that dirty litter out of there.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's... Well, you know, you've had cats. It's
yeah. it all it takes is one time, and it smells like horrible in there. You're like, whoa, hold on. Let's get this cleaned up.
Yeah. Your cute little kitten's looking at you, but the air around her is green. That is not a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So we try to get that under control. And then always treats. They love their treats. They love their toys. I mean, honestly, there's nothing. Blankets, we're always in need of blankets because after the toy gets chewed up, then sometimes it's the blanket that takes the damage. And some of them maybe they're not used to it. I don't know why, but every once in a while we get a dog in there that just destroys the blankets. And it has a ball doing it, but okay, so there's another one in the trash. So those little blankets that they've been selling at the local stores, I think they're like $2.50 or something. Those are a perfect size for us to use at the shelter. They wash nicely and quickly, dry quickly, and we've really used a lot of those. So there's kind of a hint for someone if they're thinking about doing something a little different for a donation. So,
all right,
So,
I think we started with cats last week. I think so.
Okay,
we'll go with the dogs. They'll take the lead this week.
We will. We'll go with the dogs this week. And we've got some puppies, 2 particular. One is now available for adoption, and the other one, he hasn't been with us long enough, so we're kind of keeping a hold on him. They are the cutest little guys. They're only about 12 weeks old. They are white with some black markings. They look to be a collie mix. They're only about 12 weeks old, so it's a little hard for us to, you know, really know exactly what the breed is, but they... This Badger is what Brad has named this particular guy. Badger is, he's so adorable. He just whines and cries when you even look at him. He demands attention. And they have been working on potty training him, which I think is wonderful because that's the hardest thing probably about the puppy stage is the potty training. And he's doing extremely well. Brad said he's really, real pleased with his progress. So Badger would be the first little puppy that I would like people to think about. And we have Presley. This is a little black lab mix, geared up and ready to leave. She is about 3 months old, so she's not very old either, and she's all black. Lots of energy. Typical Brad lab. Brad's probably not as geared up and ready to go as she is, so maybe I shouldn't say that, but she, being a lab, has lots of energy. Then we have Drama. Drama's an interesting-looking dog, very spunky. She is a purebred bull terrier. She's got that long snout. Remember the Patton movie and the dog that he had?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Drama looks like. She's smaller, and she's brindle with some white markings, super sweet. She was surrendered because apparently her family went through a divorce, and, I don't know why, but for some reason she ended with us. So she's about 6 years old, and she needs to have another great start with a family that's going to stick together. And then we have Sunny, and Sunny is kind of a Parche mix, as she's golden in color. She has some white around her muzzle, and she's about a five-year-old gal. Hope, this, Brad says she kind of reminds him of a pig, and in a kind way, not in a bad way.
She's
very, very cute. You know, little pigs can be extremely adorable. And Hope is kind of that, has that look about her. She's very petite. She is a pity. And she's just under 30 pounds, and she's great with other dogs. She's black with a touch of white here and there on her, and she's unusual and very sweet. Scoop is our new one that came in. He came in while I was there. His ears stick straight up. He's got a beautiful brindle coat. He's very intelligent. You know, what more could you ask for? He's a terrier pit mix around 4 years old. And then we had Bigsby. 90 pounds, another black lab that we really truly believe this is a purebred lab. He is gorgeous. About 90 pounds, he's got that beautiful wavy thick coat that they have. Very lovable. And in fact, when I was out there yesterday, just leans against you. She just loves to be hugged, right in there with you. So we're estimating her age to be about 2 years old. She's very tolerant of other dogs and cats, and just a typical lab, lovely dog. And then we have Smokey. Now, Smokey's a little hyper. He's a sweet little guy, but he needs to get out of the shelter and run and play. Because that terrier mix in him, he's just, you know, lots of energy. He's about a year old. So we'd like to find Smokey out quickly. Hopper. The thing you'll notice about this happy-go-lucky, he's got a great attitude. He's got a very soft coat, and we think him to be about a year and a half old. Roddy shelter mix, shepherd mix. He's black with some brown and white on his legs and face. Sweetie is gorgeous. Collie spaniel mix, black with some brown and white on her paws, face, and tail. She is already spayed and about a year and a half old. Buddy is a stunning light brown brindle guy. He's neutered. He's up to date on his rabies. He's probably got some shepherd and some hound mix in him. Extremely tolerant of other dogs. Has no issues with cats, and but he needs to be away from livestock, so he probably needs to be in town, and he can climb fences, so sometimes, you know, you have to be careful about the yard for him. But for we always love it when people say, okay, does he like cats? Well, you know, we don't always know, but sometimes we can do a little test. We have a shelter cat, Tom, hangs around the shelter all the time, and then we've got mama cat that's there also. So we kind of use them as our examples. And if they, because they're very tolerant of the dogs, they kind of understand the situation. And that's how we kind of test them to see how they get along. So apparently passed the test and did a great job. So Tom can hold his own, I'll tell you that. Then we have two that came in, a mama dog and her pup. And we have named them Sushi and Sasha. And Sasha's the mama, and she's 2 to 3 years old, black with some white, very sweet, very good mama. Sushi is just a little bitty guy, and he's probably about 12 weeks old, black with some white. He would have to be neutered before he goes home, but he's handsome, he's pretty, and just that small little guy. And then our champion of all good looks is Chewy. Chewy is still with us. He's stunning. He's a very large dog, but he's very gentle. We think he is a German Shepherd Husky mix, mostly white with a little bit of brown and black, kind of a staining look to him. Golden brown eyes. He's neutered. He's 3.5 years old. He knows his commands. he is a lovely, lovely dog. And sometimes people want that really large, tall dog. Chewy's the guy. So that's the, and like I told you, see, that's a lot of dogs.
Yeah, it is.
I told you we were full. And then with our kittens, we still have the office group that we call them. There's five of them. They could sure get out of their cage. We walked in the other day, and there they were out playing around, and knocked over. Oh, a disaster, and just having a ball. And their looks, we've got two that are gray, and two that are tabby, and then one that's all black. And they're sweet. And they're only 3 months old, so you know the size. And they're full of fun.
Oh, yeah, full of a lot of energy.
Uh-huh, yes. And I just, you know, they are entertaining, though. You sit there and watch them, and they run, and they hop on each other. And it's kind of like watching, you know, some offices will have an aquarium.
Uh-huh.
That's supposed to kind of calm you down as you watch the fish. Well, to me, that's the way these guys are.
Just watch them jump on each other and just having a good old time.
Yeah, right. Let's see. We have Gerald. Gerald's still with us a lot. He's got very long black hair. He loves to eat. He doesn't take him very long at all to finish off his food. He's a super fast eater.
No.
Yes, he really does. Loves that. We also have Katrina, yellow and white female, 7 years old. That's an other older cat. We still have our kittens that are gray with the white, you know, splash through. Sox is still with us, and Brad has kind of changed up how he's been putting the pictures on Facebook. So when you go to our Facebook page, boy, Sox is right there in front, and he's just a cool cat. He is kind of like Turtle. You know, our little Turtle was kind of the king of social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Sox was right there beside him. He's also 3 years old, male. He's a gray tiger with white on his belly, breast, legs, and face. We'd sure like to get Sox at home because he's a great guy. And our last kitten that I'll talk about is the gray kitten, about 4 months old. He loves people. When you walk through, out come the arms from the bars, and he's
reaching through. Hey,
yes.
It's like, hey, pay attention to me.
That's right. And he's a talker, you know. And then, anyway, that's the cats that we have. And a lot of kittens, lots of kittens, and a couple of older cats that are available. And again, as you mentioned, I will also remind people that there may not be as much activity this Halloween because of the circumstance, but it is a weekend day, so maybe people will be out more trick-or-treating things. Please be careful of your pets, that they're safe and confined. So if you have someone that comes to the door in a mask and costume, sometimes it's frightening and they can bolt. So maybe have the dogs put away and the cats. And
yeah, I was about to say, and definitely make sure those black cats are put away, too, so they can't get out. Because, unfortunately, you get some people that think black cats are bad luck and they do bad things to them on Halloween. So, just take care of those guys.
Just kind of like on that 4th of July, same kind of thing. Kind of
yes.
Take them away until the activities are over and then let them come back out.
So yeah, because for sure. I was just saying for sure.
Yeah. Well, we're there every day except for Monday, and from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, you can come out and look around and see what we have. Brad's very good about making appointments if that's not a good time for you. Our phone number is 620-252-6060. We're located on the way to South Coffeyville, across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant, and we're full, we're busy, we're happy, but we'd sure like to find some good homes because the adoptions we had this week were super. So it's always nice to be able to talk about the adoptions plus the rescue. And one of the dogs that was adopted had been with us for a long time. And, you know, there was nothing really special about this dog. He just was one of those that people kind of look at and walk by. And a family came by and just fell in love, and off he went. So, see, you just never know what's going to click. So you need to come out and make that eyeball-to-eyeball.
Oh, most definitely, especially since, you know, sometimes, I mean, like you said, the eyeball, and then sometimes you get one, he just kind of reaches out at you and kind of touches you, and all of a sudden you're just like, oh, I love this one. So, and then, especially the guys, that are, man, like you're saying, the arm comes out between the bars, and they're meow, meow, like, hey, talk to me, look at me.
They do, they have their way of reaching out and communicating. The dogs will just, you know, when they're in their kennels, they just stare at you, they just give you that look with their eyes.
But,
I try not to make too many eye contact.
Because you're just like, stop it.
Just like this lab yesterday, I swear, she's just a gorgeous, gorgeous gal. And the first thing she did, because I've always had labs, is leaned right into me. You know, one of that hugs. So she's a gorgeous Aww. Girl, and I'm sure she'll find a home quick like, because she's just. Good girl. That's
yeah. All right. Well, Becky, again, thank you so much for coming on today and letting everybody know about the great dogs and cats out there at the shelter.
All right. Well, thank you for the time, and everyone have a safe and happy Halloween, I guess.
Absolutely. You as well.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Again, that was Becky Barnhart from the Caulfield Friends of Animals telling us about all the great animals out there at the shelter. So get on out there, and I'm sure you'll fall in love with one. If you went right out there and saw who was out there, I'm sure you'd fall in love with one and want to take one home. All right. We do need to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.